This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. So tell us by text at 701-367-2054. That's for yours truly. Moi. 701-367-2054. For Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, it's 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. You can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by the way. Anytime something pops in your head, you hear something in the news, you think, I can't even believe I just heard that. I got a vent. I want to tell the fellas what's on your mind. 855-200-1776. Just push one right away as soon as you hear my voice and boom. Or call us live on the air, 258-0550, 258-0550. Emails are studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Unfinished business from last hour. A conversation with Chris in Fargo with his concerns about prisons. We're going to talk about that in a moment. And I also promised to give you the telephone number for the hyperbaric clinic in Fargo, known as Healing with Hyperbarics. That, by the way, is the website, too. Healing with Hyperbarics. Three words. Healing with Hyperbarics.com. Phone number 701-532-2426. 701-532-2426. We ever give a number out too fast during the show or website? Don't be afraid to get on the phone and Daniel will answer and you say, Daniel, tell Scotty, talks too fast. Slow down on that telephone number. It's quite all right. We could do it. Okay, back with Chris in Fargo. So anyway, Chris, I'm happy to have the warden on. She's been on before and is very well known. Last time I had her on, it was regarding an article that was done. It was in some national publication related to things happening in prisons, and it talked about a trip they had taken to Norway to take a look at the prison system and a transformation of sorts that she'd had about how, you know, prison needed to be done differently, and there needed to be a way to prepare them for after. So it was an interesting conversation. But tell me about your issue, and then we'll certainly put her on the docket and invite her on the program.
Yeah, no, thanks. If I'm a little shaky or stumble a little bit, I'm just a little nervous talking on the phone. I don't do it every day like you do. But two things. But the first one was, you know, say I go to send, I have no problem, you know, you commit a crime against society, you should pay for that crime, whether it's something as simple as a speeding ticket to something that lands your butt in the clink. You pay for your crimes, you do your time. I don't have any issue with that whatsoever. But what really rubs me the wrong way is, you know, say I go to put, you know, say $25 on someone's account so that they can, so that they have money to either call me, so I can have my brother call me to touch base with me and, you know, just give him some encouragement or just see how he's doing and whatnot. Or he can use that money to go to the commissary and, you know, get different things, whether it's a pop or, you know, some little luxuries. You used to be able to do it two ways. You could do it through this company, that works with prisons called Securus, or you could send them a money order. Well, you're no longer able to send a money order because I guess they had some internal problems with I don't know, somebody skimming off the pot or something. And so they just said, all right, no more money orders. You have to go strictly through, the only option is through this company called Securus. Well, that doesn't make sense to me because if you're having somebody screw up, you punish the offender, you know, whoever the employee was, fire them or whatever, and get somebody in there with some decent ethics. But going through this company through Securus, for easy math, let's just say I put, you know, I want to give them $25. It charges you every time off of, it does a percentage off the dollar that you want to put in. On $25, which I just put in a couple weeks ago, it charges me $6 to send in $25. Well, you do that a couple times. I mean, that really starts adding up. I mean,
No kidding. Not to mention, I get repulsed every time you pull out your own money out of an ATM and it costs you $3. But this is double. I mean, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know. I mean, the percentage is insane, and that just really, really rubs me the wrong way. And, I mean, if there was a one-time, you know, to set up your account fee, fine. You know, if you wanted to charge an upcharge for a one-time setting up your account, you know, getting your information in and whatnot, great. I wouldn't have an issue with that. But every time, and I mean, I'm not spending $25 every day, but, you know, I do it when I can afford it. I work for a living. I've always worked hard, and so to be able to gift somebody a gift like that, it just really ticks me off that, number one, that it's the only way. I mean, you talk about, I mean, I wish I had my pocket in, or I wish I had created this company or whatever, Securus, because I'd be rolling, you know, at that kind of rate. But
so,
it seems like they've got a monopoly on the prison system.
Yeah, that does. It sounds to me like the prison system doesn't want to deal with it, so they have a outsourced firm who, you know, obviously is charging
what my thought was.
A little healthy fee, and which to me seems. If you go to visit him, can you give him the $25 that way?
Nope, it has to go through. It has to, you know, and I
suppose it'd be too hard to
cross state for different things, but I can bring if I go to visit him in the little visiting room or whatever, wherever, you know, the common room, I can bring quarters. You're allowed to bring, I think it's up to $10 in quarters, so that you can use the vending. They got a couple of vending machines there, one with chips and pop and candy bars in it, and one with pop in it. But you have to use it in that room alone. And so you can do that, but I can't, you know, hand the desk sergeants, I can't hand them,
sure,
you know, a 10 or a 5 or whatever and say, hey, you know, you could put this on my brother's account.
I think the biggest issue here is the percentage that the Secure outfit is charging, and we certainly will ask the folks at the prison about it, whether it be the warden or anybody else there, so we'll check into it, Chris. And you're good to help out your brother like that with the bucks you can, and it shouldn't have to cost you that much. So completely agree.
Right. Yeah. No. Thanks. The other thing, real quick. The only other thing I was going to say is, you know, you have people that for whatever reason screwed up and they're in the system. Why? You know, he's in for. He's got a felony, but looking to get out once the time's served. And I've asked around, and it seemed very complicated. But why isn't there a better program for if you know that you have, whether it's a repeat offender or a first-time offender, helping them, especially when they're getting closer to, you know, say they're 12 to 6 months out from their release date, why aren't you looking at, I have no problem with my, I see every week or every 2 weeks, the amount of taxes that come out of my paycheck. And I have no problem with my taxes going to something where a program where finding them a job in, with whatever they have on their record, finding them a job industry that will accommodate that. Because, you know, you can beat somebody up, or not beat them up, that's the wrong word, but you can have somebody serve the time that they, that the judge, whatever, said they had to serve, fine. But then if you just throw them back out on the street with no job skill, or now that they have something on the record, limits their job qualifications or their opportunities, try and find them a job in that industry, whether it's a trade school like welding. Welding accepts a ton. Welding's an industry that is always undermanned.
No, you're on the right track, Chris. We're getting close to a break here, so I just want to chime in and say you know, we need to reform it. We need to do it better. We need to, you know, again, the president's been very big on this. He recently signed, put forward some legislation they hope will pass in Congress before they're done at the end of the month here, and to do just exactly that, start down that path. So you're 100% right. Appreciate the call. Glad you're listening. Thanks for being a hard-working member of our great society, the great state of North Dakota, and call again. More after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Scott Hennem. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Williston High School Auditorium at 7:30 Thursday, November 29th. Tickets for our all-new show are available to Williston Convention and Visitors Bureau and Medora.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Medora. Gotta love Medora. We're going to talk to the Queen of the West later on the program today. Bill Sorensen is the co-host of the, he's been the co-host of Medora Musical for a long time, part of it in one way or another. And he, of course, is a part of this effort, along with Chad Willows out of Minnesota, joining last year, I guess, pianist, singer, banjo player, does a little bit of everything. He's the musical director So he's doing that too. So anyway, this year, 31 performances, 24 communities. The Magical Medora Christmas Tour is back, and it is incredible. It really is. Tickets are $30 at Medora.com, or you can get them at various locations. Like, for instance, they'll be December 19th at the Bell in Bismarck, so they have them at Dan's Supermarket. They're in Fargo on two dates, 8th and 9th of December. You can get them tickets available, again, Medora.com or at Hornbacher. So you get the idea. So what's today? What's today, the 27th? I know it's Monday, but what's the actual date? My watch is messed up. 26th today? Okay. So they're in Spearfish.
You don't have a calendar in there yet?
Spearfish, South Dakota. No calendar yet, Todd. I barely could find a pen this morning. For
yeah. We are truly by the seat of our pants this morning, brother.
Glendive, Montana tomorrow. Watford City then on the 28th. Williston on the 29th. Medora's big show at the Medora Old Town Theater, Rough Rider Hotel, 1:30 and 7:30 Mountain, coming up on the 30th and the 1st. They have a staying package that includes a bunch of stuff at Medora.com, so check that out. All the dates are through December 22nd. Fergus Falls, Bloomington, Valley City, Bismarck, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Hanning, Minnesota, Alexandria, Detroit Lakes and Park Rapids, Minnesota, Grafton, Grand Forks, Fargo, Ellendale, Devil's Lake, Minot, two dates. Man, damn. Get the idea. Medora.com. Check out the dates and check out the show. It's really, really, really good. Looking forward to the show here for sure. All right. Jack is in Fargo. Wanted to talk a little more on prison reform. Before we do that, we had a call off the air. Todd, roll that, if you would.
Oh, you would do that to me. All right. Here we go.
Just what is a crime against society? Either you're committing a crime against an individual, or you're not committing a crime at all. A crime against society is a crime against government. So what's all this about a crime against? What does that mean? It sounds like empty sophistry to me. You know, pay the people back that you stole from. That's what counts. Make them good. Make them whole. Come on, man. Don't talk idiocy. Crime against society, my butt.
All right, might be the first time somebody's used the my butt reference on a call.
We hope he calls back to tell us what he really thinks at some point, but thank you, sir. That was great. Jack at Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the my butt reference, but, it just seemed appropriate at the time.
Listen, oh,
I say put them with the penguins. That's what I say. Send them to Antarctica. And let them spend some time down there, and I bet that'll reform them real quick. What do you think?
The penguins.
Yeah, put them in Antarctica. It solves two problems. It solves global warming, because we're going to lose the Antarctica anyway. It's melting. Right? And they have some place to put these people to convince them not to commit further crimes. What do you think?
Sure. Now, the penguin fix. I like it. Yeah.
No, It should be a system of payback. In other words, if you stole from somebody or you harm somebody, you pay them back. And that would, right now, the victims of crime are ignored. So the obvious thing is to make sure that they are paid back so that they get back what they lost. Right now, it's just a matter of paying out big money to keep these people locked up. Doesn't do anybody any good. What do you think? What's your idea?
I'm going to stick with the penguins. I'm 100% behind the penguins.
they can do a happy feet thing with the convicts. You know what
exactly
I'm saying?
Exactly right. Yeah, the first one was the best, Jack. Thanks. We appreciate you. Keep it going. 800-228-0550. Mike in Minot. You're next. Go ahead.
Say, I'd just like to say a couple of things about prison reform. I think that people tend to respond to positive feedback, and, that's been shown many times again, especially in those types of populations and people on probation, people on parole. And the other problem is that we apply this label, this felony label that follows them throughout life. So when they leave the walls, they're kind of sold this bill of goods. They do well, and they believe that they're going to have a chance to start again. And we have this label that follows them until we find a way to not do that. They call it reintegrative shaming. We'll talk about your wrongs. We'll never talk about it again. It gives them the opportunity to move on with a new life. They've paid their price to society. That's the whole problem. We're trying to have it both ways.
I do think you have a point, Mike. But again, I just want this to get real. I want this to get real to say, hey, you are here to be reformed, to go back, right? Other than the worst of the worst, life sentence, whatever, that never going to get out. But the idea of most of the people in prison, I think, would be that, you know, you're going to pay your debt for what you did to that person, to go to the earlier call.
Right. And then
but every moment you're in here, we're preparing you for when you get out.
Absolutely. And because, with the belief that once they get out, they can start over, but they're not given the chance.
Say that again. What do you mean?
What I mean is you come out with this felony label, and the first time you apply for a job, you get shut down. We need to figure out a way to do both.
That's a very good point. I mean, I know people that have gone through that, and I mean, it's like 500 job applications before you got a sniff at one. And, you know, you're explaining it at every turn. And I mean, that's part of paying, you know, that's part of the baggage. But I also think that if people trust the system, that they have been reformed, they'll be less concerned, especially in a tight labor market like we have now, to say, you know, you're hired. There needs to be something, assurance, if you will, for the employer, because employer can't hire every felon that comes out either. But if you knew that, if you knew that the system was preparing them properly, you'd be more likely to do it, wouldn't you?
I believe so. I think the other side of that is to be willing to take that leap of faith to give them a chance. If you do and you find success, then perhaps you'll repeat that.
Yeah, good point, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. Others welcome at 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. CJ's back at it. Is he underneath a tractor or a truck? Busy guy. CJ, of course, we're talking about a DAC diesel. The guy with the expertise and the mechanics to fix your diesel vehicle in no time. CJ himself grew up in the biz, in the auto repair trade, so, and a lot of his work specifically on diesel vehicle repairs. So 20 years of experience to every job, constantly learning, great shop in Bismarck, and folks are coming from all across North Dakota to get this service on diesel vehicles, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, the works. Call them 258-5011, 258-5011. Don't put it off any longer. Engine maintenance, very important, too. Don't forget that. Just get it done before you have a very costly repair you're not budgeting for. DACDiesel.com or 258-5011. He always says, call him on a cell, too. 210-0888, 210-0888. At DAC Diesel, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Lynn Helms, as promised, when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP Wind Rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP Wind Rower from New Holland.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Our agents were being assaulted.
That's U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost talking about yesterday's incident at the southern border near San Diego when U.S. agents had to fire tear gas at hundreds of migrants who were trying to rush the border from the Mexican side.
A large group rushed the area, and they were throwing rocks and bottles at my men and women, putting them in harm's way, as well as other members of the caravan. We needed to disperse the group.
As many as 500 migrants migrants involved in the incident will now be deported by Mexico. President Trump says the U.S. will close its border permanently if necessary. A Midwest snowstorm is affecting about a half dozen states, dumping snow more than a foot deep on some of them and forcing airlines to cancel over 1,000 flights. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Probably shouldn't tell everybody this little secret, but I guess I'll go ahead and do it. Christmas is less than a month away. It's official.
Wait, what?
Christmas is less than a month away. I know that's a... I guarantee you there's people right now going, oh my gosh, he's right! Look at the calendar! Oh my... So if you're thinking about, okay, I got to get my stuff together and get that perfect gift so they unwrap it and they go, oh, you're kidding me? Is this going to be great? And I have just the thing. My pillow mattress topper. Just the thing. Just the thing. And especially because... 30% off if you're a What's On Your Mind listener. Yeah. Use the promo code SCOTT. 30% off and two My Pillows thrown in. So you can use those for gifts, too. You got a twofer going. Call them at 800-506-9028. This thing is incredible. It is. And you just have to trust me, order it, sleep on it, and get it. You just go, wow. What did I just do to my bed right there? 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, or go to MyPillow.com. Lynn Helms is here, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources for the state of North Dakota on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Lynn. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Scott. Back from a Thanksgiving holiday.
Did you eat a lot of turkey?
Well, actually, we had duck. We broke the mold, and it was fabulous. So... just a whole different take on it.
You had a bird, just a different kind of bird.
We had a bird and a lot of it, yes, sir.
Not many guests have we had on this program. We're an hour before they're on. Do we get calls saying, what time is Lynn going to be on today? I have an appointment and I don't want to miss it. So I don't want to give you any more pressure, but, you know.
Oh,
that's
great to hear.
They're tuning in to find out what we're going to talk about today. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about, as we always do, monthly. Lynn joins us on the program to look at the numbers and then, you know, sort of where we're at today and where we're going. And some pretty good news. The last report we have, the question I have, and I'm sure everybody has, is how much of that momentum will continue with this price issue we have going on right now. So maybe just a quick recap and then let's look ahead a little bit, huh?
Yeah, boy, isn't this an interesting time to be in the oil and gas business or mineral resource business. So just a quick recap, despite the signals of lower prices and winter coming, industry really delivered in September. Record oil production, record natural gas production, record natural gas capture, record number of wells, and on it goes. So, industry came through really strong, and the incentive is there to grow and to mold this Bakken play to fit the input parameters. Rigs are holding above 60, so that's encouraging to see through the holiday and into this week. We're still at 62 rigs today, so the prices haven't discouraged anybody from drilling or letting their rigs go. Completions are strong. Our data indicates that there's 45 crews working out there completing wells, so we may actually make some progress against that very large inventory of uncompleted wells. We had 928 uncompleted wells at the end of September, so there's plenty of inventory for those guys to work on, even with a little bit lower rig count. And as you've heard several times, the wells just get better and better. We're seeing one application after another where they're now coming in and saying, we're going to frack this well with 80 stages, and we're going to have anywhere from 2 to 6 perforation clusters in each stage. We're going to use diverter and modern techniques, and this well should be 3 times as good as a well that was drilled back in 2015. So the technology just marches on, Scott, and the efficiencies. So even though the frack volumes have stopped growing, the way they're using the water and the sand is much, much more efficient. They're designing each stage for the rock that's located right outside that casing.
So, again, I'd like you to repeat that number because you're talking about 3 years. So from 2015 to 2018, what was the improvement?
Threefold increase in well productivity.
Wow.
It's just absolutely astounding. This fourth generation of hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling technology is just unbelievable. So they measure the rock properties as they drill. There's a few different ways of doing that, but there's actually logging devices behind the drill bit, and they're in constant communication with the geologists at the surface. So they're measuring rock properties, and they lay out their hydraulic fracturing program based on those rock properties, and each stage gets a little bit different treatment designed exactly for the rock that's there. So they're keeping the water and the sand in the zone and creating a lot more fractures and getting a lot more oil out.
So now, of course, this is not news to us, and anyone that follows this industry closely knows that, you know, it's a price-based play, so your numbers go up and way up when you hit, you know, 3 digits in oil, and way down when it plummets as it did. We saw that return rather nicely and then just drop off a ledge there a little bit, and now seems to have hit a floor maybe somewhere just above 50. What kind of impact will that have, Lynn, on North Dakota oil production?
Well, that's a great question, Scott, and, of course, those are our downside factors. So we've got price, we've got the gas capture, and as you know, the Industrial Commission took action last week to try to add flexibility to that gas capture program so that we keep incentivizing investment, and we continue to see record amounts of gas captured. It's very difficult to stay ahead of the kind of production growth that we're having. We're going into winter, so that generally is a slower time in North Dakota, too, but the big news is the price. I think what everybody needs to be watching is OPEC is planning to meet in Switzerland in Vienna on the 6th of December. That's Thursday, I guess a week from this coming Thursday. So just 10 days away is an OPEC meeting. There have already been preliminary discussions about where and how they're going to cut production to accommodate the variances that were given to the Iran sanctions. And so we'll have to wait and see. But it does look like we've kind of hit a price floor in this $50 West Texas range. Good news for some people who have invested in rail transportation is that the world oil price is still $10 to $12 a barrel high to WTI. So there's a strong incentive to put oil in rail cars and to move that oil to the east and west coast so you can achieve world price. Also an incentive to put it on the Dakota Access Pipeline and export it out of the Gulf Coast. So we're in a good spot at this point. Obviously, oil price $10 higher would be better for growth of the industry. But industry has positioned itself very well to manage $50 to $55 West Texas Intermediate.
So will we see less production, just not a lot less? Is that what you're saying?
I think what we'll see is much slower growth. You know, we saw an added 67,000 barrels a day in September. We're not going to see months like that. But we ought to see months where we either hold even or increase 5,000 barrels a day, that sort of thing. I think the well productivity is so high and the need for the frac crews is there that we're going to be able to hold production and, in fact, probably grow it at a much slower pace. But I think we'll continue to see production records broken. Now, that's all assuming that WTI stays above $50. If we have a total price collapse, everything is off the table. And, you know, industry has to retreat to the core area and only spend what it has coming in cash flow. But at these prices, we're just going to see steady production or slower growth.
You mentioned earlier the decision by the Industrial Commission related to fracking and specifically giving some flexibility to companies that are in the process of getting, you know, pipe or, you know, processing arrangements with the various firms that are out there. And, of course, that's a busy industry, too, gas processing in North Dakota and the plants that are being built. I know there's been talk also of taking a look at the current targets, which recently have jumped up to 88% to capture, requiring 88% capture. Do you anticipate that happening soon, Lynn?
Well, I think we're a few months away from that, Scott, and the reason I say that is that the Bureau of Land Management kind of dropped a whole new paradigm on us where they are planning to delegate flaring regulation on trust lands to the MHA tribe. And flaring regulation on all federal lands outside the reservation to the Industrial Commission. The goal is to have agreements in place by the 1st of February to handle that. And, of course, that will separate off the lowest gas capture area that we have. If you recall, in September, as the numbers that we reported, the trust lands only captured 71%. Of their natural gas. And so those could, by the 1st of February, move into a whole different regulatory paradigm where they would be under the regulatory authority of the three affiliated tribes. And the Industrial Commission chose to wait on any adjustments to the capture goals until we are able to sort out what wells, what volumes, and what percentages are going to move into a different regulation jurisdiction.
Only have about a minute left, but while it was a curveball, was it a welcome curveball to have BLM say, you know, better at the local level?
Very much a welcome curveball. You know, I think we've been arguing for this for a long time. And so when it came, it came extremely quickly. But it's great to have the federal government take a look at things like this and say, we're going to truly do cooperative federalism. The locals know how to regulate this. They live there, and they got a better idea how to make this work.
I'm guessing it might have something to do with the current occupant of the White House to have, once again, regulation that we've seen in other cases be handled in a similar fashion to give states like North Dakota the respect that you have the team there to regulate this. You know best. You care most about your land, water, and air, so it's refreshing to see, that's for sure. And as well as the robust members, it's a good time as we continue to build back from a rather tough dip. So good news, Lynn, and appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story with us today.
All right, thanks for having me on, Scott.
You bet. Good to talk to you, Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Great resource for us here on What's on Your Mind Monthly with a check of those numbers. When we come back, I'm going to check in with one of the cast members from the tour that's underway, the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. Queen of the West,
you're
come on.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Pembina and McHenry counties in North Dakota, a 1,700-acre crop farm in Daniels and Valley counties in Montana, a 3,400-acre ranch auction on the North Dakota-South Dakota border in Sioux County, North Dakota, an extensive truck, construction, and farm equipment auction in Steele, North Dakota on November 29th. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hey! Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. There's a ton of excitement surrounding the fresh new look of Pizza Corner Pizza. A great new package and still loaded with quality toppings, tangy tomato sauce on an Italian-style bakery crust. No wonder Pizza Corner Pizzas are the pride of North Dakota. And we want to give you, our loyal customers, a chance to celebrate with us by winning a great prize. Register online at pizzacornerpizza.com for your chance to win an ice fishing trip courtesy of Outdoor Bound TV. Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Magic Medora Christmas Tour is on the road literally at this hour. And, of course, they're coming to a town near you, so I'm encouraging you to take this in on one of the many days they'll be performing this year. It is an incredible schedule. It really is. South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, North Dakota, 31 performances in 24 communities. Really amazing. And the Queen of the West joins us now to tell us a little bit about the tour. Yes, so exciting to catch up with our good friends from the Medora Magical Christmas Show. And it is going to be a dandy this year, that's for sure.
It is.
Emily Walter, how are you?
I'm doing great, really great. We just finished two previews to about 500 people each, and we are on our way to Spearfish as we talk.
Spearfish, South Dakota, my gosh, and then Glendive,
yeah.
Montana, and then Watford City, and then Williston, and then back to Medora for a couple, which will be nice, too, at the end of the month here, November 30th
yes.
and December 1st.
Yes, it's been a wonderful response. The shows have gone great. And I still can't believe that this is a fourth season of A Magical Medora Christmas and that it has grown so enormously. You know, the first year that we went out, it's been a labor of love for 4 years, but when we first went out, it was 13 shows in 10 communities, and now 24 communities, 32 shows. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's grown and grown and grown, and it's just been a wonderful way to spread the magic of Medora. We're really honored to do it.
So folks that are familiar with the musical or with the gospel brunch, tell us a little bit about the show itself. What kind of a show can we expect?
Well, the Magical Medora Christmas, it really is a very similar audience base as the gospel brunch. The Medora musical obviously is huge, and you know the 3,000 seats is built into the side of a butte, and the enormity of that really can't be taken on the road. But the essence of what we do, what Harold Chapers' dream was for Medora, to keep that family entertainment, to have a salute to our military in our patriotic nature, all of those things that create Medora, what he wanted for Medora, is what we keep with Magical Medora Christmas. There's gospel music. It's very homey. It's a wonderful show, but also laid back in the sense that we kind of draw you into a very family feel as we do our journey.
You know, when I leave the gospel brunch, I always say pure entertainment. You know, hey honey, wasn't that just pure entertainment? Kids, what do you think? Pure entertainment. I mean, it just fills your soul, but it's entertaining. You're hanging on every note. You know, it really is a lot of
absolutely.
Fun.
Absolutely. I think it's probably production value, but it's not a bunch of bells and whistles. It is a group of people who really love what they do and love to share that music and love Medora and convey that to the audience and bring the audience with them. It's just a really lovely sharing of music, which is what I think that the gospel brunch is too. It's there to create that atmosphere of keeping your soul happy and that music just continued. It's really, really a lovely show. And it is the same audience base. You know, it's interesting because every performance of the gospel brunch during the summertime, someone will come up and say, I saw you in Henning. I saw you in Jamestown. I saw you in all these other places that we've been every time. So it really, the people that are going to the Magical Medora Christmas are coming to Medora. A lot of them say, I never was in Medora before until after I saw the Christmas show. So I think that's pretty incredible. And that is what we wanted to achieve from bringing the show out to all these different communities.
Is Bill Sorensen behaving himself?
He never does.
No,
that really is.
It's a given. Yeah.
It's just, how do you bring him in? How do you keep him under control?
But he does make you laugh a lot. Yeah.
Oh, always, always, and he's there for the wonderful magic that he does, and a lot of the comedy. I don't want to give it away, but there's quite a treat in there that makes us laugh very, very hard.
All right, well, Medora,
Santa and his gift. Yeah.
All right. I love it. Medora.com is where you can get tickets. They also are available at a number of locations in the communities in which the events are going. For instance, they'll be in Mandan, and you can get them at Dan Supermarket. Same with the Bismarck Show. And check out the dates. It is, of course, as I said, back to North Dakota on the 28th in Watford City, Williston on the 29th, Medora for shows the 30th and 1st, Mandan on December 2nd, Minot 4th and 5th, Devil's Lake the 6th, Ellendale the 7th, Fargo 2 shows the 8th and 9th of December, and Fargo's a long way from Medora. But folks, if you don't get out to Medora every year, which you really should be part of your citizenship, you at least can go to the Fargo South High School and the tickets at Hornbacher's or at any of these, more of the dates as we go here. But check them out at Medora.com. Thank you, Emily.
thank you so much. Thanks for helping us promote our wonderful tour here. We're excited to get to these communities.
You bet. Happy travels, safe travels, and appreciate it very much. All right, folks, our thoughts and prayers. You bet. Thoughts and prayers today for those lost in that recent crash. Bonnie Cook, Chris Iverson, Todd Lasky, the memorial service going on today. See you tomorrow. God bless you.
No summer is complete without a trip to Medora. Folks, get there and get there quick because summer's slipping away. Here's Justin to tell us a little bit about what's new at Medora. And there's a lot, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. You not only have to see the new Medora musical with a big patriotic finale, but in downtown Medora, we have new shows like Todd Oliver and his talking dog, Carl and Greta's cowboy sing-along for girls and boys to have a little fun. And man, even a wonderful work show about Harold Schaefer. There's a ton of new stuff in downtown Medora. You have to stay a few nights.
The famous Medora musical, the greatest show in the West always. It is a must-see, and with summer slipping away, just make plans to get there and take that in and everything else, including some of those great new things that Justin is telling you about, too. 1-800-MEDORA-1 is the number to call for tickets. 1-800-MEDORA-1 or go online to Medora.com. Thanks, Justin.
Bully
for Medora.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.